Light, fast. Zalman's heels rapped the ground as he ran, naked, down the centre aisle of the house of prayer. His hand reached toward the Torah scroll raised above the altar, but the embroidered mantle slid up and out of sight. The scroll spread open, revealing a passage he had not memorized. There, supine on the black Asherite script, her long braids undone, was Rachel Landau, the bride of his study partner. Her dark eyes smiled at Zalman. He ran faster toward her. His hips rose and fell, circling the heat in his armor. Zalman awoke to a damp warmth on his thigh. He lay still, as the texts he knew so well descended upon him. "You who inflame yourselves among the terebinths, who slay the children in the valley. No, do not read Shochte, who slay, but Sochte, who cause to flow. Rabbi Yochanan says, whoever emits seed in vain deserves death." Zalman tugged at the belt strapped around his wrists. If his roommates had not been there, he would have beaten his chest, heeding the command. "Become angry and do not sin." He pressed the buckle against the pillow so it would not clang against the brass headboard. He disengaged one wrist, then the other. He had taken every precaution. Neither law nor custom commanded that he bind his hands. He unwound the string tying his ankle to the footboard to prevent him from turning onto his belly and rubbing accidentally during sleep. He reached for the water and washbowl. The clammy pajamas hugged his groin. "Master of the universe, I have done this unwittingly." He pulled off the sheet. "Every bed whereon he lieth that hath the issue is unclean." He stole down the stairs into the unlit narrow alley where each slat of the closed shutters was an accusation. In the desert, he would have been barred from the tabernacle's camp and from the Levite's camp. He pushed open the low door to the ritual bath. He would immerse himself three times, and then he would be permitted to study the holy books that same day, born anew after the third immersion. He disrobed. The water nipped at his calves, his thighs. The chill shriveled his armor. He spread his arms and let himself sink, to make sure his long side curls were submerged. It had happened in his sleep, Zalman reasoned. He was sure he had never run naked in front of a woman's eyes, but he was guilty in other ways, and the Lord was punishing him. Surely his classmates were not visited by such dreams. He should have fled as soon as he saw Gershon holding a pushpin and a Talmud tome, as soon as he saw the assembled students. The metal point hovered above a line of text, careful not to scratch the holy letters. Then it stilled above the word, "Father." "Nu, Zalman?" the students coaxed. Zalman did not resist. "Strife." Gershon held up the page of the heavy treatise, and all the heads bowed to inspect which word was on the reverse side of the page, exactly where the pin was pointing. Strife. Already the pushpin hovered above another word. "Two pages from here, Zalman?" He should have called it vanity and turned away, but he knew the word to which the pin was pointing two pages ahead. Behold. Only when the pin hovered above a third word did Zalman put an end to the conceit. But even as he hurried away, he took pleasure in his classmates' reverent whispers. Zalman's head broke the surface of the water for one breath, then he sank a second time, drifting deeper into his past. Ezra the peddler called out to him,
"6 years old, and you can name Adam's offspring all the way to King David? What was the name of Adam's 12th-generation descendant?"
"Arphaxad."
"The 25th?
"Amram."
"It's true. The stern boy is an Eloi, a wonder of Torah knowledge."
Zalman had not known how to be modest. He blurted out the 26th name and the 27th, as if the Lord's gift were a personal achievement. Zalman lifted his head for a second breath and sank under the water a third time. His father's words boomed.
5 years old and our son plays marbles instead of studying?
When the teacher had left the classroom, Zalman had sprung up with the other boys to pitch walnuts and measure whose was closest to the wall. His father's worry, his mother's silence. Zalman sank toward the bottom of the small pool until he turned 3, a child with a child's set of obligations. His father sheared his hair, leaving 2 side curls. Then he began to float upward, and he was 2, spelling his first words while raisins and almonds rained from heaven. He was 1, licking Hebrew letters coated with honey, while his mother smothered him in kisses. He rose out of the water. Born anew. Now he could put on his phylacteries. Now he could beseech him. Remember the binding of Isaac and your promise to Abraham. In their merit, not mine, subdue, kill, uproot the lilin that was spawned through these drops that left me in vain. The Lord heard Zalman's supplication. There were no nocturnal emissions during the days of awe leading to the Day of Atonement, nor from the Day of Atonement to the Feast of Tabernacles. Once more, Zalman looked every man straight in the eye. On the night of the Festival of the Law, Simchat Torah, Zalman danced. Never had Zalman felt his presence with such immediacy.